It's the late 2000s. Taylor Swift has dropped her first album. Panic at the Disco rules the radio waves. The youths are going to the nightclubs mysteriously and business casual. And I, in my late teens, am working my first big kid grown-up job. Because I have health insurance and I work 40 hours a week. I did it. My qualifications for this work? I am alive, and I am breathing. I am working the night shift at a group home, a very special group home in the state of Arizona in a dusty little border town. It's the only group home where teenage mothers can live and parent with their kids, or where pregnant teen mothers can come to eventually have their children and parent them where they live. The foster system in Arizona in this moment in time is in crisis. They don't really have a plan for anything. And I'd love to tell you that this house was developed out of care and love. The company that created it was unironically called Those Who Care. Spoiler alert, they did not. But it was birthed out of convenience. The owner of the company had found a retired convent that was perfectly set up for parenting girls. The girls slept where the nuns used to sleep. They converted the confessional to a changing room. And the playroom was the old chapel, and they just bolted a slide to the altar. The girls ended up there by happenstance. The only requirement was that they have a baby or be in process of having a baby, and that they be vaguely interested in parenting. And there I was, working the overnights, and the overnights sucked. I showed up an hour before the girls went to bed to make them go to bed. And then I woke them up every 15 minutes after they went to sleep to check that they were still in their beds, because they would sneak out to have sex, valid. And then it was my job to wake them up, them and their children up every morning. That was all the contact they had, and they despised me. And no one despised me more than Maria. Maria had lived in the home for 5 years. She had her baby when she was 13, and she had shown up. She had figured her shit out. She was on point. She always had beautiful acrylics. She was already working a job, getting a GED, and she'd weathered maybe hundreds of overnight workers, because no one lasted, because the girls threw their alarm clocks at you and called you a stupid bitch. But Maria took one look at me in my shaggy blue bob and my septum piercing and the fact that I always ate candy for breakfast and could not be bothered. Anytime I walked by her, she would let out a long, low sigh. And she would pull her baby's crib in front of her door so I could never open it to check on her through the 15-minute increments. And I admired, you know, just her not giving a fuck about me. I thought that was amazing. Now, it was a shit shift, but the best part was, after I did everything I had to do, I just got to watch TV for 7 hours, which is a teenager's dream. Now, we only had a VHS player, so I mostly watched Xena Warrior Princess, which we had all of the seasons of, and I was not upset about this, because Lucy Lawless was my gay awakening. Hell yeah. If you haven't checked that out, you should. And one night, I'm watching Xena conquer some sort of nation or fight a god of war or do whatever she's doing, and I hear this noise, a low moaning, like a cow dying. And I go out into the hallway, and there's JoJo on her hands and knees, our only resident that is currently pregnant. She's letting out these moans, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, you're not doing okay. And she looks up and says, you think? I'm like, okay, are we? She's like, I'm having my baby. And I'm like, oh, this is okay. And I'm trying to remember the training for this. But the thing is, I haven't been trained. They actually don't train me for another 5 months in this job when they have enough employees to justify a training. So I have a folder somewhere that has instructions. And I'm walking towards her, and she's yelling and buckling up and down. And I'm like, we're going to be okay. And she's like, we're not okay. And I'm like, okay, soft voice helps. And out of her bedroom comes Maria. With a long, cold look, she goes, you know what to do, right? And I'm just like, yeah, I do. And she goes, you have to wake up all the girls. And then I remember that this is the birth plan because they don't want to spend any extra money on extra employees to watch the girls or, you know, too many hospital visits. So their birth plan here is to wake up every girl in the house, load them in a van, and drive them to the hospital with their children all together like the worst Brady Bunch in the world. And as I get up to start waking up the girls, she goes, Maria goes, no, you have to time her contractions first because if it's too far apart, they're not going to take her and they're going to be pissed at you. And I'm like, right. And I start running towards the office to grab the stopwatch I know we have to do this. And I'm starting to realize that I should not have this job. I am 19. I ate a Snickers bar for breakfast because peanuts are healthy. I don't know how taxes work. And I'm pretty sure I'm wearing the same shirt from yesterday. And Maria knows it. She can tell. Which, by the way, she does this thing where she always uses a wrong name for me, and I know it's to hurt my feelings. She always is like, hey, Spring, Catherine, Stephanie, Potato. And as I'm running back, she's like, Winter, do you have it? And I want to... But I don't. And as I'm reaching for JoJo to hold her stomach and start timing the contraction, she rears up with all the savage beauty of a hippopotamus on its way to kill a man, knocks me on my ass, and takes off into the living room. And she runs in to the living room bathroom, the only bathroom we have open at night because it has no windows and is impenetrable in any way because the girls constantly sneak out to have sex. Valid. And she locks herself inside. At this point, the girls are starting to wake up, and they're coming out and saying, what's up? Can I have Cheetos? What are we doing? And I'm just like, shut up. And Maria and I look at each other in the eyes, and we run dead after JoJo into the bathroom, and we can hear her screaming. And all the girls are starting to get worried as she wails and wails, and we're pounding and trying to unlock the door. And Maria's like, have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean? Maybe we can counter lever with like a bench and get the hinges off. And at one point I run far back and I just jam my shoulder into the door, and all I do is bruise myself and fall down, and we're getting more and more desperate. And there's still a girl like, is there Cheetos? And I'm like, not now! But all of a sudden, JoJo stops yelling, and it goes silent. And I think, oh my God, we're gonna have a toilet baby. You know, the ones in the news that the prom queens have? And I'm gonna be in the news. It's gonna be, the title's gonna be like, Group Home Worker Allows Toilet Baby. And my name is pretty memorable. And Maria and I lock eyes, just getting wider and wider. But then the door slowly opens, and we step back. And out comes JoJo, with her head down. And she walks very slowly, as were all the girls and I are on both sides of her. And as she passes me, I hear her mutter, I shouldn't have had chili for dinner. And at the same time, a terrible stench hits us from the bowels of some hell I've never visited. The girls disperse, just like, oh God, this shit. It's another day of their lives. They go back to their bedrooms, and I sit quietly on the couch, and I feel a weight next to me, and I look up, and there's Maria, just staring at seeing a warrior princess, and we sit in the gentle clashing of swords together, and she reaches over and puts one hand on my knee and squeezes it a little bit, and then she says, Summer? And I say, yeah, Maria. And she says, that better have been one epic dump. And she never got my name wrong after that.